Oh, that statement's actually one of the recommendations of conditions.
Right.
And it should basically cross-reference with 1724.
Right.
Right, but shouldn't that be in that, shouldn't the terminology be written, so you have to go back and forth all the time? But I mean, I know you make reference, but shouldn't it just be in there, worded in there also?
The infrastructure should be hooked to that.
Yeah, well, it could be. What you would do there is that you would refer to, I forgot the right one, to the treatment plants on 1724.
Right, that was on.
Right.
But, and that's actually, you could make reference just in that, let's see, the RPC shall be served by a wastewater treatment facility and collection system built and maintained in accordance with the requirements of DENREC and all other federal and state agencies.
It should be staying there.
As provided for in condition 1724.
Right.
And that way it's referenced, and you should reference both 1724 right. And 1725, but you have to adopt them first.
Right, but I mean, it was made discussed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you would leave that the way it's written and just add as referenced
just add,
conditions of approval for condition 1724 and condition 1725.
Right.
That will state in there that it has to be sprayer gated or through the rain drip thing to get all the water back in the system. Not
well, we have the conditions of you've already discussed the conditions of 1724 and 1725.
Right, correct.
It just don't go out in the ocean. It's going back in the Africa. Yeah,
okay. That's why they're using sprayer gation. But that way, you're referencing specifically those two conditional uses as it relates to this application.
Anything else, Mr. Jones?
I just have one other question about condition number 20. If you look at the plot plan, there are single family, they reference that. There are some that are detached townhomes that are classified as single, that the lot size would have to be smaller than that as laid on the site plan. Can we just refer that back into as a site plan as stated?
The commission, in their review, felt that the lot should be no less than 7,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the minimum provided by the ordinance, and we've never granted an exception to the rule for that minimum lot size.
But in that situation, with that being said, couldn't that lot size versus not a lot size, as long as it met the setback, afford me an opportunity to say to buy a lot in a home, on a smaller lot versus if it's that size, it could be a condo. As long as it had to meet the setbacks, if it was a bigger lot, it might have a condo. It might have a condo on it, and I'd pay a condo fee.
Right.
I'm trying to put for a little guy here. If you had a community such as this, and there is like a town setting, it would afford me the opportunity to buy a lot, smaller lot, pay for it, own it, and put a house on it, as long as I meet the setbacks. But if it's a bigger lot, it could get in a condo situation.
You're talking about 7,500. You're talking about 7,500 square foot.
That's a lot little.
That's the minimum RPC lot size that we provide for. In the same way, in the cluster ordinance, it's the same. They did have proposals for lots that were 40 and 50 feet wide.
Right.
You got a bunch of commission
preference was they'd be limited to 7,500 square foot and 60 feet wide, which is typically a town lot.
Yeah,
I think y'all give them flexibility. I give them some flexibility here because this is going to be. It's a whole new town center. I mean, it's something that has never really been done in the county. Between this and probably the vineyard is going to be the first two to ever come out.
We've got several RPCs that, if you look at them,
I agree, but
they would be this similar projects because all the commercial, for example, Americana Bayside, a good chunk of that is actually commercial land with a mixed use of single family lots, condominiums, townhouses, everything's mixed in there with a lot of large commercial uses as it's being built. But they were limited to 7,500 square feet.
They were limited.
That's just all the size we've ever
given consideration.
Everybody's been limited that day. That's
we've
our
never
ordinance
given
calls
consideration to anything less.
I have no problem
for the ordinance.
I know what you
other than
you
the fact that it's RPC,
like
you can
things,
be
man.
Flexible.
Okay. Like I say, a lot I live on in town is probably 4,000 square feet. That's size of my lot.
Right.
I got 35-foot front. And
that's right.
Very small. But, I mean, it afforded me to own the house, and it's not a condo situation like towns do sometimes.
It's location, Mr. Rogers, not so much the size of the lot.
Okay.
Where it's located.
to do away with it or not?
What's the feeling, gentlemen?
Well, me and Mr. Jones brought up a comment on it, that's all. I mean, I'm with you.
I just think we ought to give them that site plan. That is, that's my opinion. I think it should be site plan, under site place site plan review. Okay.
And that makes it specific on the master plan that they got to put forward.
Well, what the commission did, if you take note, is that they referred to the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 1676, of which no less than 1,210 shall be single family lots or detached towns.
Detached towns.
Where that thereby the difference of 466 would have been town houses or condominium type structures.
But detached.
Detached.
They'll condominiumize the land so there won't be any lot lines, and they'll put townhouses, but there will be like single family homes. They won't be attached.
But I won't own my lot. I won't own my lot. It'd be a condo fee I have to pay.
Well, now you're trying to micromanage these guys.
This is what
they're proposing. Just let it go. Yeah. I don't know what you're trying to do. You're trying to now design it, but.
No, we're not trying to. I don't think that.
I don't like condo fees. I just say if I own my lot, I own my lot.
Buyer beware.
Well, you're going to have a town house. You're going to have a condominium fee or a homeowner association.
You have something, right?
I think we're all dropped. That's just my opinion. Site plan.
Is that a motion?
Rogers and Jones, if you want to reduce the lot size, as I was reading through this, it sounded to me like the overall open space is only 35%. Then increase their requirements for open space to 40% or something like that, or 45%.
We don't have a definition of open space.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
That's right. Well, you're the king of open space.
So don't worry about it.
I thought you were worried about it. Nah, see, later
okay,
in the afternoon,
all right.
I didn't care.
Gentlemen, you've been doing very good tonight. Let's not.
No, I'm just saying, you can't have it both ways. You just let it go.
All right.
7,500 square feet is a small lot.
Is there a consensus?
God.
I mean, what?
I mean, I...
The ordinance is, just leave the ordinance alone.
I say yes, but that's just me.
Well, the 7,500 is what the ordinance requires. It allows for, as a minimum, you are dealing with a residential plan community, which allows you to adjust certain conditions and specifications of the code.
So we could go below 7,500 since it's an RPC.
It's just not been done.
Yeah, let's break some new ground for these guys.
Okay.
Yeah, they need it.
We need a consensus, gentlemen.
Bend over for
this. Mr. Cole?
I'm fine with what we've been doing for all these years. It seemed development has been going along just fine.
Mr. Jones, articulate exactly what you believe we should be doing.
He doesn't know what he even believes.
I have to, what Mr. Rogers explained, that if you, instead of you could actually go to the bank and you own that square that you live in, that that instead of being in a clump, that you can actually own your own home, and I just think it's something that's we need to look at.
I believe that's something that planning and zoning should have the authority to dictate at site plan review.
I think.
Mr. Jones, you're trying
can you do it to the site plan review without...
You're dictating the type of ownership.
We didn't cut in front of you.
Wait a minute.
I know, but we've never shot.
One at a time. Mr. Colch, you had the floor.
I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Is that where that decision would be made, Mr. Jones, at site plan review?
I'd have to ask Mr. Lang.
Mr. Lang, does the site plan review process afford that?
It would, but you have to give it some specifics for guidelines to the commission for what they're giving consideration to. You can't just say that the units or lot size are subject to site plan review.
But what do you
say
guys
what the
answer
going to be? They're going to be 7,500 square feet and 60. If you don't stipulate something, it'll be less.
But you're redrawing their whole plans, guys.
Anything else, Mr. Phillips?
Nope. Wait a minute. Does the plan? What is their plan call for?
I'll come back to you, Mr. Cole. Mr. Rogers.
No, Mr. Jones brought it up, so I'll give you my 2 cents on it. I don't like
condo
fees.
You brought
fees.
It up.
Huh? All right. No, I mean, you brought it up, and I don't like paying condo fees because you hear people talk about it.
And
how
don't
high
buy
they,
anything in there.
How
it's
high
a condo.
They get.
Okay.
If it can be done during a site plan review process.
Okay.
They had lots in their design that were 45 by 100 and 55 by 100, which is less than the minimum of 7,500 square feet.
Right.
With 60 foot of width.
Then guys, if you don't like condos, strike out of there. There will be no condominium ownership.
I don't have.
Very good. Do that.
You know, I don't have a problem giving that flexibility. In your opinion, Mr. Lank, is it something that the developer and planning and zoning commissioners can work out during that site plan review process?
The commission has already made your recommendation of
7,500.
And I think they will stick to it. Unless you authorize some reduction.
Let me ask this. Who has requested the reduction?
It was a suggestion, Mr. Jones.
The developer hadn't even requested the reduction.
Did you read the book and see what the lot sizes were, Mr. Cole?
I'm following recommendation of our ordinance, our county ordinance, what we've done. We've never done that.
Okay.
I don't care what they ask for, Mr.
I need a motion. If you want to do that, I need a motion.
You can ask for the
I can't get a consensus. Let's vote one way or the other. Get it over with.
You're referring to number 20.
Yes.
Okay, number 20 says, all single-family lots within the development shall be no less than 7,500 square feet in size and not less than 60 feet wide.
Right.
So we strike that.
But in the presentation, it said it.
Do I have a motion?
By striking number 20.
What's that do?
Does it create any?
The commission is going to look at the ordinance and say it's going to be 7,500 square feet and 60 feet in width. They did that specifically in their recommendation because they didn't like 45 by 100s and 55 by 100s.
So we change 7,500 to 4,500, and it gives P&Z that direction. Correct.
But
okay.
Minimum.
Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to change in number 20 from 7,500 square feet to 4,500 square feet.
Working overtime for you.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second of Mr. Jones, to change number 20 from 7,500 to 4,500 square feet. Mr. Cole.
Another outrageous proposal. Working for the developers overtime. Getting every little thing in there.
Just say yes or no, Mr. Cole.
It's a big no.
Mr. Phillips.
This is a travesty.
I'd certainly vote yes. I think the less land we use to develop in this county, the better we are. Less impervious surface. I think it provides more opportunity for the consumer. A lot of people don't want to cut 7,500 square feet of grass.
Mr. Rogers.
I don't like condo fees, and I said yes, and it was presented that way in this booklet. I said yes.
Mr. Vote, yes. Mr.
My
Jones?
Yes, awesome.
My vote is no. Motion's carried.
I'd like to make a motion that in number 20 we change not less than 60 feet wide to not less than 45 feet wide.
I wonder if the fire marshal ever
comes. Gotta meet the setbacks.
You gotta
have 15 feet between your houses for the fire marshal.
Right.
So you got to meet yourself.
It'll be an awful narrow house if you got. They can be.
You're
down to 15 feet for the house.
You are getting it cheaper.
15 feet on each side.
You are making it cheaper to live here.
For discussion. Is there a second?
Making a place look like an eyesore.
Do I have a second?
Well, you don't know what you're doing.
I got a motion.
No, just keep doing what
I got a motion. Mr. Phillips, seconded by anybody?
Either lackey.
Motion dies for lack of a second. Let's move.
Carry the water.
For 60 stands.
60 stands.
Carry the water.
Well,
it did change to 4,500.
Well, how can you do that?
You can go 80 feet deep, 60, or 75 feet deep, 60 feet.
Ordinance provides for a minimum depth of 100.
Don't want to do that either. Let's not do that.
So that gets us down to 6,000 square feet. 60 by 100 is the minimum.
Well, the vote was to change it to 4,500.
Well, we changed it to a minimum of 4,500.
Right.
Okay.
Split the bank.
All right. What's next? Anything else, Mr. Jones?
No. That's that. I'll tell you guys.
All right. Have we beat this thing enough? I think it's time to call for a vote. Mr. Phyllis.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to HR RPC high density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100 Sussex County containing 435.67 acres more or less as amended.
I need a motion.
I make a motion we approve CZ-1617.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve CZ-1617.
The 23 conditions
and number 20 being amended to say 4,500 square feet. Mr. Cole.
I'm going to vote no. I don't know how you guys can be so bad.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Mr. Phillips.
I vote Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers?
Based on recommendation, P&Z, I vote yes.
Thank you. Mr. Jones?
I vote yes also with P&Z.
Thank you. My vote is yes with
We're all going to be on the show. Who's smarter than
Motion's
the fifth grader?
1618, Mr.
We're all
going
to be on that show.
An application of North Milton Development Group 1 and 1630 Ventures.
Excuse me, can I clarify one thing on the stipulations? It was not in the motion, but we also talked about in number 8, adding the word as in CU 1724 and 1725.
Right. That's true, we did. As conditioned in conditional use 1724
that,
and 1725.
Is that, should it be included in the motion? We're good on that? I think it was understood, we just didn't state that when we made the motion. Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
Change of zoning number 1618, the application of North Milton Development Group 1 and 1630 Ventures, LLC, to amend the comprehensive